This is Akashwani. The news read by Nitya Franco. President Draupadi Murmu reached Algiers, the capital city of Algeria, last evening as part of a week-long three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. On the second day of her visit in Algeria today, the president is scheduled to hold various bilateral meetings with Algerian leadership, aiming to give a major impetus for strengthening and expanding the Indo-Algerian relations. On the second leg of the visit, President Draupadi Murmu will visit Mauritania on 16th October, and in the final leg, the president will visit Malawi from 17 to 19th October. The three-nation visit by President Draupadi Murmu aims to further expand and strengthen India's ties with the countries in Africa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the adoption of PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan across sectors, which is adding speed to fulfill the vision of a Viksit Bharat. In a surprise visit yesterday, Mr. Modi today visited PM Gati Shakti Anubhuti Kendra at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on the third anniversary of the launch of PM Gati Shakti. He appreciated the strides made in planning and execution of projects across the country due to the impact of PM Gati Shakti. The Anubhuti Kendra showcased the key features, achievements and milestones of PM Gati Shakti. Prime Minister Modi also visited the One District, One Product ODOP Anubhuti Kendra and appreciated the strides made by the ODOP initiative in helping in selection, branding and promotion of products of various districts across the nation. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, the President's rule had been revoked yesterday ahead of the swearing-in ceremony of the National Conference Vice President Omar Abdullah, expected to take place today. A Gazette notification to this effect was issued by the Union Home Ministry. Earlier, National Conference Vice President Omar Abdullah met Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha on Friday in Raj Bhavan, Srinagar, and had staked claim for the formation of the new government in Jammu and Kashmir. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, who is leading a parliamentary delegation to the 149th Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU, has arrived in Geneva last night. In a social media post, Mr. Birla said that during his visit, he will address the assembly on the theme Harnessing Science, Technology and Innovation for a More Peaceful and Sustainable Future. The assembly will continue till the 17th of this month. Mr. Birla will participate in the meetings of the IPU's Governing Council and will meet the Indian diaspora in Geneva today. Besides, he will also meet his counterparts from other parliaments on the sidelines of the assembly. In Uttar Pradesh, police have arrested one person who allegedly opened fire on the Durga Puja procession, resulting in the death of a youth in Bahrech district. Few others also got injured in the clash which happened between two groups during Durga Idol Visarjan on Saturday evening in Rehua, Mansur village of Hardi area. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath instructed officials to take strict action against the perpetrators of the violence. A 22-year-old youth died after receiving bullet injury in the incident. The situation is tense in the whole district. In line with the central government's policy of zero tolerance against drugs and Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan, the special cell of Delhi police and Gujarat police have seized 518 kilograms of cocaine from Gujarat. Sources said that during the joint operation, the cocaine was recovered from Afkar Drugs Limited Company in Ankleshwar, Gujarat, yesterday. The estimated value of the drugs in the international market is around 5,000 crore rupees. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia beat India by 9 wickets in a Group A match at Sharjah Cricket Stadium, Sharjah, last evening. Chasing a target of 152 runs, India made 142 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs. And that's the end of this news bulletin.